Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
65 PM. It's the wake up call.
So if you're somebody that just like is having a hard time finding love, finding a person that you like truly connect with, new research might point to a reason why that is. Researchers analyzing over 6 million couples discovered that romantic partners frequently share the same psychiatric conditions.
Interesting.
Scientists found that people with diagnosed psychiatric disorders had a higher likelihood of marrying that person or marrying somebody with the same or similar condition as them, and reporting that sometimes this works out very well for them. And it's not just like a few. They discovered that it was things like depression, anxiety, substance use disorder. I would imagine that one doesn't work out. Bipolar disorder, anorexia, ADHD, autism, obsessive compulsive disorder, even schizophrenia. Like you're just, you gravitate toward, you're attracted to somebody with the same condition as you if you have that. And I can't speak for the more serious ones on there, but you know what? I think that makes a lot of sense for me.
Really?
I think I've always been kind of like attracted to, because I have depression and I have anxiety, and I think I've always been attracted to women who also have depression and anxiety.
Man, I gotta say, in our house, it is the exact opposite. Like, we couldn't be more polar opposites in like the way that our brains function. Mm-hmm. Like, I am super ADHD. And like all over the place. And he is, as I've said, I have diagnosed him OCD,
right.
Mild, but still, where he is very put together, very methodical. Things go in the right place. Things get put away. And I'm like, woo!
Huh. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you're the exception to the rule then.
Also, I have like really bad anxiety. He doesn't really have anxiety. He's more just like, if something is happening, he just kind of like hyper focuses on it and let's just solve the problem.
There's something called assortative mating. That is what the researchers discovered, and it explains the pattern where people choose partners with similar traits extended beyond personality, beyond looks, and it actually is in the mental health field. Mm. Other theories include shared environments, attached styles, social identity factors, jobs could also play a part. This is making me think something, okay?
Okay.
Kevin, you are single, ready to mingle.
Yes.
And as far as Katie and I know, you are not in a relationship.
Mm-mm.
And you are having trouble finding one. You want to find one. And which of those mental health conditions apply to you?
Would you date a depressed girl? Because you describe yourself as a depressed person. Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what's
so
going
would
on.
You?
No, I wouldn't date a depressed. And also, how would you know if a girl's depressed?
Well, I mean, if they're anything like you, you talk about it a lot.
I'm pissed. I would never go for a depressed girl.
And I think that's the problem.
Why?
Because I think the kind of girls that you seek out aren't you. And maybe you need to find somebody that is. Date a depressed girl.
Yes.
If we date together, we're going to be depressed together.
No.
And that, but, they're saying be... that, but they're saying, though, that that can be good. It can be.
Are you sure?
This you research can have says, somebody to go be sad at the river with.
The research shows that it can be a bonding experience, making people even closer.
Or we just feed on each other's depression and be more depressed.
Or you can understand where her head is at because your head has been there too. So when she's down, you can be up and vice versa.
Kevin, okay. Take it from me, okay? I dated a lot of depressed girls, especially in college.
Most of the reason they were depressed is because they were dating her.
All right. They can be a lot of fun.
How so?
Well, first of all, they seem to be willing to do stuff that a lot of other people aren't willing to do.
Okay.
Second of all,
don't
though,
have as much to live for.
Second of all, though, like there's just when you're depressed, you have more in common. Like we were able to have very deep conversations. They're not like effervescent. They're not exactly the life of the party, but that's my speed. And I don't think I want to be with somebody who's the life of the party, and I don't think I ever really did.
See, but I want to be with the life of the party.
But
you're the life of the party, and you're depressed.
Right.
So it's possible. Yeah.
You can turn it on and turn it off.
Oh my God, maybe.
I'm telling you, find yourself a depressed girl.
Find somebody
all right.
Sad.
Well,
should
I go find them at therapy?
No, you don't want them to be too therapized yet.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, where should he find a depressed girl?
God, maybe I feel like bars? You can't swing a dead cat without hitting a depressed girl.
That's mean.
Which part? Because I'm swinging a cat?
The cat hit a dead girl.
No.
Maybe try to hit up, some coffee shops.
Yeah.
Coffee shops are productive people. I say maybe Hobby Lobby or something.
No. Not go to a poetry night.
Oh my God, a poetry slam?
Yeah, somebody that's out there really trying to get their emotions out.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh my God.
Some good processing. You know?
I mean, do you see any hot honeys at the river when you go there to cry?
No, there's only the unhoused.
Okay. All right. Well, they've got to be depressed.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.